And we have a great Christmas carol tradition in the West, and it's great to hear some of those carols. Now, this morning, we're going to have only Australian carols on Songs of Hope Part 2. And there's two albums that will be supplying my carols this morning. One is by the ABC Adelaide Chorus, and the other is the Sir Peter Channel Choir. So we'll start now with the ABC Adelaide Chorus and Christmas Bush for His Adorning. Listening to carols from an ABC recording, an album called Australian Christmas Carols, and that was Christmas Day. We now have two more, The Little Town Where Christ Was Born and Sing Gloria.
On the burning.
We're listening to Australian Christmas Carols, and that was Sing Little Town Where Christ Was Born from the ABC Adelaide Chorus, and the album is called Australian Christmas Carols. We now have our Bible reading is read by Hugh Elphinstone, and it's a messianic prophecy about Christ from Micah 5, 2-5.
Bethlehem Ephrathah. You are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah. But the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation, someone whose family goes back to ancient times. The Lord will abandon Israel only until this ruler is born and the rest of his family returns to Israel. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness, because he will bring peace.
There are many prophecies of Christ coming in the Old Testament, and that's one of them, and there are lots more in Isaiah. We now have from our second album, this album is called Christmas in Australia. It's the Sir Peter Channel Choir. And the first two are Merry Christmas and Christmas Where the Gum Trees Grow. Here we go.
Christmas where the gum trees grow. There is no frost and there is no snow. Australia's hot, cold and frosty is what it's not. When the bloom of the jacaranda tree is here, Christmas time is near. From England came our Christmas fair. They even said what Santa should wear. But here down under for summer's cool, Santa should dip in a swimming pool. Christmas where the gum trees grow. There is no frost and there is no snow. Christmas in Australia's hot, cold and frosty is what it's not. When the bloom of the jacaranda tree is here, Christmas time is near. Santa rides in a sleigh on snow, but down here where the gum trees grow, Santa should wear some water skis and glide around Australia with ease. Christmas where the gum trees grow, there is no frost and there is no snow. Christmas in Australia's hot, cold and frosty is what it's not. When the bloom of the jacaranda tree is here, Christmas time is near. To ride around the bush where it's dry, to cart all the presents piled so high, a red-nosed reindeer would never do, Santa should jump on a kangaroo. Christmas where the gum trees grow, there is no frost and there is no snow. Christmas in Australia's hot, cold and frosty is what it's not. When the bloom of the jacaranda tree is here, Christmas time is near.
Bright, hearts are light. Merry, merry Christmas. Bells ring out, children shout. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Sheep in fold shine like gold as the day is dawning. Riding by, stockmen cry, welcome Christmas morning. Golden day when we say, Merry, Merry Christmas. In the street where we meet, Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. And with pride far and wide, all our homes are dawning. Earth and sky sound the cry, welcome Christmas morning. So with joy, girl and boy, sing with us together. This morn Christ was born. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Raise the song loud and strong in the shining weather. Joy bells bells ring, Christ is King. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
One night while minding sheep, all my mates, they were asleep. There was not a star to illuminate the sky. I was singing to my dog and a half a million frogs when a very strange procession passed me by. First there came an angel bright, looking almost omo white. I tell you, I soon finished up my song. For although I'd been around through the country and the town, I thought, well, what I'm drinking must be strong. This angel sort of bloke, he just up to me and spoke. He told me not to worry, not to scare. He said he had some news, it was good and it was true. He said he had important things to share. For tonight is born a boy, who is God's own pride and joy. Born to save us all is Christ the Lord. If you leave here right away, you can find him in some hay, in the stable of the local bed and board. Well, by now my mates had woke, and were staring at this bloke, and no one dared to move from where he lay. But we nearly died of shock, when a great enormous flock of these angels came to finish off the day. And they sang us all a song about God's glory lasting long, and peace and all the best to every man, woman and child. Then as quickly as they came, they just went away the same, and everything seemed normal once again. So we went into the pub, and out back just past the dub, we found the boy asleep inside a trough. And his mum was tuckered out, he'd had it hard enough, no doubt. And his dad as well looked like he'd had enough. Oh, we're not religious, but we've been told about his lot. So we just knelt and thanked the God we knew. Then we left, and since that night, I tell anyone that likes all about the night the angel brought the news.
We're listening to Australian Christmas Carols, and that was from the album Christmas in Australia, the Peter Channel Choir. That was Shepherd's Dream, and prior to that, Merry Christmas. Coming up, we've got the Christian News Bulletin very soon, but firstly, two more from Christmas in Australia album. They are Christmas Lullaby and Christmas in the Scrub.
Christmas time, the birds all sing, the rabbits jump, lizards crawl at Christmas time, the outback rings, all for the birth of God, at the birth of God, for the birth of God, at the birth of God, for the birth of God, for the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the lands to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have seen the wise old kangaroo. Oh, I've starved in droughts and swum the floods. I've hopped around both up and down through hills and plains. I've never seen such a baby in the straw. At the birth of God, for the birth of God. At the birth of God, for the birth of God. For the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have heard the wise little bandicoot.
Oh, I've snuffled and fossick the midnight scrub. I've been in logs and fogs and bogs. Well, bless my days, I've never heard of a baby in the straw.
At the birth of God, or the birth of God, at the birth of God, or the birth of God, for the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have heard the wise old noisy crow. Oh, I've flown this land, seen many a baby born in burrows, trees and furrows, yet this one outshines them all. This baby in the straw.
At the birth of God, for the birth of God, at the birth of God, for the birth of God,
for the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw.
So go and celebrate the birth of Messiah Jesus Christ this Christmas. What a great thing to do. We'll now get back to the ABC Adelaide Chorus and their album Australian Christmas Carols with the Silver Stars. Let me see. The Silver Stars Are in the Sky and Carol of the Birds.
Gold.
I must say, I'm enjoying these Australian Christmas carols. These are Christmas carols that were composed by Australians and performed by Australians, and they've been around a long time, and I've heard them, but not very much lately, and how much I'm enjoying them. Coming up very soon, we have the story of Santa Claus, the story of St. Nicholas, but before that, we've got a few more songs from the Sir Peter Channel Choir. This is the album Christmas in Australia. And the next two, Boomerang of Flowers and Off We Go to Bethlehem.
Off we go to Bethlehem. Celebrate his coming with your voices and guitar.
Christ is born, Christ is born. Serenading Christmas morn.
We go to Bethlehem. Celebrate his coming with the lovely mandolin.
Christ is born, Christ is born. Serenade Christmas morn.
Off we go to Bethlehem. Celebrate his coming as the banjo plays along.
Christ is born, Christ is born. Serenade Christmas morn.
To Bethlehem, celebrate his coming with the singing violin.
Christ is born, Christ is born, serenading Christmas morn.
Off we go to Bethlehem, celebrate his coming with recorder way up high.
Christ is born, Christ is born, serenading Christmas morn.
Child is lying cradled here beneath the slender gum. The God of Might has left his home and to Australia come. Cocoa Barbara laughs with glee. The psychoanalysts, the magpie carols blissfully as little Jesus sleeps.
What shall we give our infant king?
One day a cross will hold him fast, and lest we should forget, above him in the sapphire sky a cross of stars is set. But there'll be no pain for today, but peace and joy and love. Beneath the slender gown he sleeps, and magpies sing above.
What shall we give our infant king?
I'm enjoying those bush sounds and those sheep sounds. That was The Colours of Christmas. That was an Australian carol composed in Australia, performed in Australia. The Colours of Christmas, and this is from their album Christmas in Australia, the Sir Peter Channel Choir. And coming up, we've got the story of St. Nicholas or Santa Claus, but right now we've got two more from the album Christmas in Australia, and they are Report of the Stockman and The 5 Days of Christmas. 5 days? I thought it was 12. Well, it's only five.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a kookaburra in a gum tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two cockatoos and a kookaburra in a gum tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three wombats, two cockatoos, and a kookaburra in a gum tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four budgerigars, three wombats, two cockatoos, and a kookaburra in a gum tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five kangaroos, four budgerigars, three wombats, two cockatoos, and a kookaburra in a gum tree.
We found the baby Jesus wrapped in strips of rag and lying in a fade box in a shed. His hands were red, newborn red. His hands were newborn red. We heard the baby Jesus lying in the straw and crying for his mother in the shed. His face was red, newborn red. His face was newborn red. We believe the baby Jesus dreaming in the hay was God who came to find us in a shed. His flesh was red, newborn red. His flesh was newborn red. So we told the world about him, Jesus way out back. We said that God was crying in a shed. His flesh was red, like ours was red. His flesh like ours was red.
This week, we're going to look at the life of St. Nicholas. This Christmas time, St. Nicholas, I thought that would be appropriate. Nicholas was born about the year 270 AD, 270, in the village of Patara on the south coast of Asia Minor. At the time, the area was Greek, but that area was taken over later by conquering Islamic Seljuk Turks in 1071, and the area is now called Turkey. Nicholas' wealthy parents, who raised him to be a devout Christian, died in an epidemic while Nicholas was still young. Obeying Jesus' words to the rich young ruler, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, Nicholas used his whole inheritance to assist the needy, the sick and the suffering. He dedicated his life to serving God and was made bishop of the area where he grew up while still a young man. Bishop Nicholas became known throughout the land for his generosity to those in need, his care for children and his concern for sailors and all things nautical. Under the Roman Emperor Diocletian, who ruthlessly persecuted Christians, Bishop Nicholas suffered for his faith, was exiled and imprisoned. After his release, Nicholas attended the very important Church Council of Nicaea in AD 325. He died at the age of 73 on the 6th of December in the year 343 and was buried in his cathedral church. The anniversary of his death became a day of celebration, St. Nicholas Day it was called, and to this day, December the 6th, is a day celebrated in many Christian nations and is a day of giving gifts to children. Throughout the centuries, many stories and legends have been told of St. Nicholas' life and deeds. These accounts help us understand his extraordinary character and why he's so beloved and revered as protector and helper of those in need. The best-known story is of a poor man with three daughters. In those days, a young woman's father had to offer a prospective husband something of value, a dowry. The larger the dowry, the better the chance that a young woman would find a good husband. Without a dowry, a woman was unlikely to marry. This poor man's daughters, without dowries, were therefore destined to be sold into slavery. Mysteriously, on three occasions, a bag of gold appeared in their home, providing the needed dowries. The bags of gold tossed through an open window are said to have landed in stockings or shoes left before the fire to dry. This led to the custom of children hanging stockings or putting out shoes, eagerly awaiting gifts from St. Nicholas, and so St. Nicholas is a gift giver. In France, the story is told of three small children wandering in their play until lost, lured and captured by an evil butcher. St. Nicholas appears and appeals to God to return them to life and to their families. And so St. Nicholas is the patron and protector of children. Other stories tell of Nicholas saving his people from famine, sparing the lives of those innocently accused, and much more. He did many kind and generous deeds in secret, expecting nothing in return. All the time he was living the Christian injunction of caring for others. Within a century of his death, he was celebrated as a saint. Today, he's venerated in the East as a miracle worker. He's seen in the West as patron saint of a great variety of persons, children, mariners, bankers, pawnbrokers, scholars, orphans, labourers, travellers, merchants, judges, paupers, marriageable maidens, students, children, sailors, and the list goes on. He's known as the friend and protector of all in trouble or need. In the USA, Dutch migrants remembered St. Nicholas, and through writers and commercial interests, the saint who helped children gradually morphed into Santa Claus, a name derived from the Dutch for St. Nicholas, and Children's Gift-Giving Day moved to Christmas Day. We salute St. Nicholas, a Christian who has enhanced our Christmases and made a difference for all of us.
Christians made a difference.
When the songs are golden host and the magpie carols clear, you can say and I can see on the summer morning.
That's another Australian carol, The Day That Christ Was Born, and I'm really enjoying these Australian Christmas carols. Aren't they great? We used to hear them on the media, but these days the media doesn't seem to play these wonderful Christmas carols. Anyhow, you hear them on Songs of Hope on Southern FM, and we'll put them up on our website. We do podcasting. And segments of the program are stored up there. There's hymns and songs and prayers and life stories. And today's program will be up there within the next day or two. So you'll be able to enjoy again these Australian Christmas carols composed by Australians and performed by Australian artists. Just go to the Songs of Hope website, songsofhope883.com, and you'll see the items up there. And if you click on the Christmas link, you'll find lots of Christmas material that you can enjoy at any time in the coming couple of weeks. Here's the Adelaide Chorus and Christmas Night, the ABC Adelaide Chorus.
Oh,
Well, that was Christmas Night, and we've been listening to Australian Christmas carols composed by Australians for many years and performed by Australians, and here on Songs of Hope we're very proud of our Australian Christmas carols. This is the program coming to an end, Songs of Hope. Bruce Mitchell's in the studio with his Mighty Basketball program, and that will start in a couple of minutes. We'll go out now with our last carol from the ABC Adelaide Chorus. Australian Christmas Carols is the album, and the carol is Noel Time.
Christmas bush is blooming still to make a king.